Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, the crew with you and you here on the BetMGM Network. So Femi, our technical director on the show, the legendary Tyler Morales. Tyler is in Nashville right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's with a bunch of friends at an Airbnb, and he's working. He is wager-taining the masses, as per usual. Is this something that should be celebrated, or should he be mocked for this?
I think it's a celebration. I think that's dedication. I think that's 100%. Like, you were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles an hour ago. Like this is the opposite of that. Tyler, he's not seen. He hasn't been heard. But here he is in Nashville, where he could be doing cartwheels down Broadway, but he is literally wager-taining. Like, this is the kind of dedication that you want on a winning team. Tyler's not going to the media. I know I'm saying this about the guy that did request a trade a month ago.
He did request a trade. He publicly requested a trade.
He has done a complete 180. I'm even impressed, Tyler. I know you think I hate on you with these situations. I'm impressed with your dedication to the wagertainment.
I kind of think he's a massive loser.
He's with his friends.
They're working too. Tyler, what are you guys doing? He doesn't have his microphone. So now this is okay. Sorry.
I wanted to give him one. That's real convenient. I mean, we were talking about the 3 o'clock hour. Bring him on.
Tyler.
Set up.
Tyler, do you have your microphone?
Tyler, turn your camera on.
All right,
on,
pop
Tyler.
On here. So let's see it here. All right, so let's put Tyler on camera here. Let's see this air. We can guess how much this Airbnb costs per person. How many of you are in this house?
There's about six of us right now. I have one friend next to me.
Look at that window in the background. If there is a fire, you're all burning to a crisp. There's no way out. Like, you're all dead. Look at that window. Who is getting through that window? Mr. Fantastic? That's the smallest window I've ever seen. None of you are fitting through that if there's some kind of disaster.
Well, there's a porch outside. We can jump off the roof. We're on the third floor, so we're trying to avoid that. But yeah, there's six of us here right now. There's like three sleeping in the room with I'm at right now. But there's a bunch of us here. We're having fun.
There are guys sleeping in the room where you're wagertaining right now.
Yeah, my buddy is actually. Well, he's not sleeping. He was sleeping. He's on his phone right now next to me. He's just listening to us.
Have him come over.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
Does he know FCC rules? If he does, have him come on.
Yeah, what's the problem?
We're going to avoid that.
Okay. Are we?
I think we should.
What are you guys doing tonight?
I don't know. At 6:01 Central Time, the show ends at 6 Central Time here. We're going to go get dinner. I don't know where we're going. I don't know where it's at, but we're going to be somewhere.
I heard a rumor a little earlier. I was hoping that you could confirm it or deny it for me. I just want to preface this by saying, I don't believe this is true. Like, I don't believe the rumor. But I just want to bring it up, just so you can slam dunk and say that it's not true. I heard a rumor that a certain member of the BetMGM network is on his way to Nashville.
I will deny that one, but I'll give him a call. We'll see what he's doing.
And he's bringing ice cream. And he's got your favorite ice cream, Tyler. And you and the glass man and a bunch of your buddies are going to be eating ice cream on the porch after the show today. And is there any truth to that rumor? No.
I love PJ. I will deny that 100%. Maybe me and my friends will eat ice cream later, but PJ will not be in attendance.
Please don't.
No, we won't. We won't.
Okay. Will you be hungover tomorrow for the show?
No, I'm an adult. I've been doing this, since I was 21. I think I can handle it. I'll be good tomorrow.
All right. That I respect and appreciate from Tyler. Tyler, thank you very much for being so dedicated to the wagertainment cause.
Someone's got to.
We should applaud him.
Yep. You know what? I do applaud him. And to be fair, who would be, if Tyler couldn't do the show, Bill, who would be doing the show? I guess AI could fill in. Who would actually do it? Who would be the technical director today, Bill, if Tyler weren't here? Would it be Sean? Okay. All right. So we have good fill-in options. We have good options.
There we go.
Like when Jake's not here, like when Jake has to leave, we basically put the sunglasses on the pineapple. It's like the push buttons on the board. Jake is the one that I actually think we can afford to lose the least. I think Jake might be the best pound for pound. Anyway. All right. Let's. Jake, are you on vacation next week?
Oh. Yeah, I ain't going to be here.
You're out the whole week? Like Monday
See
through Friday?
A long trip out of Chicago for Jake Hassan.
Wow, good for you. Where are you going?
I'm just going elsewhere in Illinois. I'm going to my parents for the holiday week.
That's awesome. We're only doing the show for a couple days anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Who's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Man. Yeah. Who's filling in?
Hey,
do you
it.
Know? Oh, okay. So the guy that's filling in, so Grant is filling in. He does the Sunday show. I actually think Grant is excellent. So I like that. Okay. Very good. Tyler, you're joking, right? We have to get off of this now. We have to start talk college football.
I swear.
All right. This is just like these things actually like
you don't have to go.
It's all just like I'm sorry to the audience that's not watching the show right now because you're missing a lot of comedy here. We will move on now and do the college football playoff rankings. Oh yes, we will be. Did you want to while I'm putting up a Christmas that's what I'll be doing. Putting up the Christmas tree in the house while we're
I'll be in Minnesota
listening to
freezing
yeah,
my ass
with your in-laws. Good time with with your wife's family. All right. Set it up, throw the imaging, and let's get it here.
Yeah, let's go ahead. The college football penultimate week of the regular season coming up starting tomorrow, actually on Friday, but the real stuff is on Saturday. So what better time than to get to the college football countdown to break things out?
It's the college countdown.
So just to be clear, when Bill Zimmerman first recorded that and we played it on the air last year, Bill lives in Huntington on Long Island. Bill's picture immediately went up in the post offices and on all the elementary schools in the area. Do not let this man within 500 feet of the premises. Like, I'll tell
School,
you what.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll tell you, I'm just saying, like, I my daughter's too young, but if my daughter were like four and I heard that, I wouldn't want Bill Zimmerman around my kids. Just saying.
Bill moves in the neighborhood.
Yes. That's actually true. Bill had to go to... I'm kidding. It's a pretty heinous... It's a joke. Joke, everybody. It's a joke. Okay.
Bill's a good
guy. Honestly, yeah. All right. He's a great guy. Also, it's a little creepy. What do we got, Femi?
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've heard that. Probably an entire year since we've heard the college countdown.
Some would say not long enough. Not enough time has passed.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. If anybody else out there enjoyed it. I think Miami is actually the biggest, like, point of contention with this playoff. I mean, that's been the argument that everyone has been talking about, Miami, Notre Dame, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have to have that argument here. But the Hurricanes, in reality, at BetMGM, their price is plus 300. They need, like, help to get into the postseason in addition to winning. So this Saturday, they're taking on Virginia Tech. They have Pitt next Saturday as well. If they win both of those games, okay, great. They did their job. But here's what else they need. They need Oklahoma to probably lose to either Missouri or LSU. That's what they need to happen. They also need BYU to take an L this Saturday against Cincinnati to kind of get the Cougars out of the picture for an at-large bid. And then they also need Texas Tech to make sure they take care of business in the Big 12 title game so that Texas Tech doesn't end up as an
at-large participant. And Utah, right? Utah's probably going to take an L also.
So, well, I think, well, that's like, it's kind of implied almost. Like, if Texas Tech, because like, if BYU loses, it's likely going to be Texas Tech versus Utah. And if Utah loses again to Texas Tech, I think Utah's just out of it. So, like, they need Utah and BYU to both take L's, but it starts with BYU this Saturday. At 3-1, I like Cincinnati on Saturday. I don't know how you
feel
about
that game. We haven't talked
about
that one, but... Can I ask you this? Can I ask you this? I think if BYU wins and makes the Big 12 title game and loses again to Texas Tech, I think BYU's out. Do you agree or disagree with me?
I agree. They'll be out. Yeah. Because the Big 12, nobody really sees them as like that great of a conference. I think Texas Tech would be in if with a loss in the conference title game. Just because Texas Tech, I think, is elevated past
everyone else.
I Texan
no matter what. Can I ask a different question? What happens if BYU beats Cincinnati, Utah wins out, Texas Tech beats BYU in the Big 12 title game, and Utah ends with two losses? Utah or Miami?
I mean, they're telling us that they think Utah is a better team based on the rating. Now, like, that also might be because they don't want to have this Miami-Notre Dame
conversation. It's complicated,
right? It's very complicated. And, like, I think BYU beat Utah. Some nefarious stuff going on. Correct.
Ooh, kind of nefarious stuff?
Well, I mean, I think that Alabama's at 10 because, like, they can keep them as a buffer between Notre Dame and Miami. That's why I think Alabama's 10. Like, honestly. Because, like, there's no way you look at both those resumes and say that Notre Dame should be ranked ahead of Bama. There's no way. I'm sorry. Like, I think they want to keep those two teams apart as long as possible to where it's not like, okay, well, now we have to talk about head-to-head. Sorry, Notre Dame, you lost. Now we have to take Miami. No, it's like, if you have them far apart, it's like, well, Notre Dame's on a different tier than Miami is. So, like, that's why I think they're kind of keeping some of these teams as buffers. Now, from a betting standpoint, how do we take advantage of that? Like, I think you need these teams to start losing games. That's what you need. You need BYU to lose, and you need Utah to lose at least one more time, likely to Texas Tech, because that's the whole thing with the Big 12. If Cincinnati beats BYU, there's a good chance we have like a five-way tie for that second-place team in the conference, and likely going to be Utah that wins that tiebreaker, but there's like a bunch of different scenarios based off of opponent win percentage and all this stuff because the conferences are way too big now. But I think it's likely to be Utah versus Texas Tech, and then you'd need Texas Tech to take care of business. You want to talk about the SEC and the Big Ten? Because I think there's some fun stuff there as well.
I would like that. So do you have interest in doing something with Miami and the betting market for them?
I think if you like Miami, like, now is the time to strike. Because I like Cincinnati on Saturday. Like, Miami stuff aside, I do like Cincinnati plus 2.5. I like them to win the game, of course. If they win, I think Texas Tech will take care of business in the Big 12 title game to where as long as Miami just doesn't stub their toe, which it's crystal ball, they lost to Syracuse last year. So you never know. But
do you think Bama needs to lose for Miami to get in?
I don't think so. I think Bama's going to take care of it. Like, I think Bama's going to be fine. Like, that to me, I think Oklahoma's the bigger one that needs to lose than Bama. Because Oklahoma then beat Bama. I think if Oklahoma loses, Oklahoma's no longer in the picture. See you later.
Agreed.
Bye. You're no longer involved. So I think that's what you want if you're a Miami guy. Bama, they still have the SEC title game. Like, I think Bama's going to end up winning out, honestly. So, like, I guess in my mind, I don't think they're going to lose. But I'm assuming it would help if Bama lost. But I don't think that needs to happen. I think you want Oklahoma to make sure that they don't get a path to, like, hey, here's two loss Oklahoma with a win in Tuscaloosa. We're not going to leave them out. That's where it gets problematic for a team like Miami. Vanderbilt, they're plus 320, so a little bit longer than Miami. Miami's plus 300, Vandy's plus 320. Vandy, of course, has to win out, and like the big game for them is going to be next Saturday against Tennessee, like the biggest game in that rivalry, and like I don't know, since I've been alive at least. They also need BYU to lose to Cincinnati, and I think they also need Texas Tech to take care of business as well. I think if those things happen, and I know Miami's ranked ahead of them, but a two-loss SEC team that beats Tennessee on Rocky Top, I think that Vandy would actually get in. And if it came down to Vandy versus Miami, I mean, it's Miami's a way bigger TV draw than Vanderbilt, but Vandy is an SEC team. And we know the committee thinks highly of the SEC, and they think nothing of the ACC. That's why Miami's in this conversation to begin with. I think it's worth something to take a stab on Vandy at plus 320 if you believe that they can beat Tennessee, which is the biggest hill that they have to climb.
Yeah, very fascinating. And trying to think of, like, what's the bet I like the most out of the ones that you brought up or otherwise. I'll tell you. You know I like... I'm betting Missouri plus the points and money line this weekend against Oklahoma.
That opens the up Oklahoma, things for Miami.
Yeah. Oklahoma, no, plus 150. I like that. I'll give you another one. I think USC might beat Oregon this weekend.
Oh, then you got to love plus 350 for the Trojans.
I think Oregon's out with a loss. I don't think Oregon makes it with two losses. No on Oregon's plus 200. The USC, yes, to Femi's point, is plus 350. And I talked about it yet. Like, I don't think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State. But if they did and beat Maryland this weekend, that would be fascinating.
Plus 750, Michigan.
Yeah, just, I don't think they're going to beat Ohio State, so I can't get there. I don't think so, but I think a lot of people think they can. And you know who was one of those people? I think our guest who will join us next. Pro sports better, Michigan super fan, Joey Knish, who I think has to victory lap about something he and I talked about on the show last week. Joey Knish joins us next. Best bets for college football this weekend here on a Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Guarantee. Lock outright of the week. Oklahoma Sooners take down the Crimson Tide. Clip it up in the back room, baby, and have it ready for next week when I'm tap dancing on Nikki K's Greek grave and throwing some feta all over. Sooners outright.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, that's the voice of our guest at this time, pro sports bettor, Joey Knish, who you couldn't even wait until the body was called. You know, it's like when you lose a bet. It's like, yeah, it sucks. Yeah, you know, we've all. I lost like 8 bets last night. It's not like it's a unique feeling. You bet as much as like we do and always bet responsibly, obviously. Yeah, it's like we've all, you've kind of become numb to it a little bit, right? As long as you bet responsibly. Literally, like, I don't even think triple zeros on the clock. Text from Knish, boomer, play the clip. Well, we did play the clip. And that was one of the things that Joey Knish said last week here on You Better You Bet. The other thing of note that Joey Knish said, Jake, was this. So after the game ended with Oklahoma and Alabama, and I laid 6 with the Crimson Tide, and I'm feeling great about it, man. Hell, let's go Alabama. I lose my bet, and as I'm sitting there thinking about the money that I've lost, and I get that text from Joey Knish, the way that I feel, if you could express it in audio form, would be...
Oh!
We have a lot of games and a lot of things to talk about, so we'll cut this bit a little short. And welcome to the show, our friend Joey Knish on Twitter, JoeyKnish22 of The Hammer. Hit the Books is the show with Brad Powers, the college football betting show, YouTube, and search Hit the Books wherever you find your podcast. My friend, congratulations on the dub last week with Oklahoma. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Gentlemen, place I'd rather be on a football Thursday than back with you, Muggs. And you know, hey, as a man of class, as a man of dignity, I don't like to take a victory lap. I like to call, you know, grit. What am I talking about? I told you it was going to be a boomer, and I got it today. To be back. And we'll get another one.
And as a man of class and a man of integrity, I would kindly ask that you please hold the phone to your ear for this interview and not do it on speaker. Can you do that for us? Because it sounds terrible. Just like, thank you. Love you. How are you feeling about everything this week, Knish, heading into the weekend after this latest batch of college football playoff rankings? Anything tickling your fancy off those rankings? No one said to mute your phone. Just like, can you take it off speaker? You can put it back on speaker. We can't hear you.
Oh, you got me now? There we go.
Yes, we have
now,
you.
Now,
yes.
Oh, that smooth transition. But hey, I tell you what, there's going to be a little bit of interest here. You know, in the last week, I tell you, there's a couple of things that could go like chaos scenarios is what you would call it here. And one of them would be Michigan beating Ohio State, right? Which I know both of a couple of members of this show and then the guy on the phone would really love. But that, you know, you've kind of got your, you know, your Notre Dame, Utah, your team, like your at-large teams that are, you know, right on the fringe there. But if there's a couple of chaos scenarios where a couple of teams at the top maybe take a loss and you have to take an extra SEC team, or, you know, if Michigan gets in, you're going to have to take them. Can Miami still get in? There's a lot of different, I would love to see it. Chaos scenarios here down the stretch where you might end up having maybe 3, 4, 5 teams, and then some blue blood, some big name might be getting left out of that equation. That's not going to be too happy. So I'm excited to see it. You know, one of the things when they went from 4 to 12, I was like, oh, you know, the team that's getting clipped. The way it's lining up now, I'm excited to see how this plays out, and just excited for the chaos, excited for the fan base that's going to be left out, that's going to absolutely watch. You know, the Florida State of a few years ago where they get left out. So, yeah, let's see it. Let's get rolling to the end of the season.
Well, what do you think is the most realistic chaos scenario that's going to happen? Because you mentioned blue bloods or Knish that might get left out on the cutting room floor. Which one do you think is the blue blood that should be sweating the most heading into these final couple weeks of the regular season? And, of course, conference championship Saturday the week after.
Well, you know, if you're a Roll Tide fan, it might get a little sweaty here down the stretch. One, you've got a couple of games that obviously aren't layups that you got to win, where last week you're going into that Oklahoma game thinking, you know, we win, we're in a great position no matter what. Now, I mean, you're going to be stacked up there where, you know, it's funny, in a week, how everything can change in a week, where Alabama's, you know, top four looking that, and now you drop one of these games and go to 9-3, I don't know if you're getting in. And even at, you know, like a couple of the other records, I mean, if you've got the head-to-head loss versus Oklahoma, you know, you've got Ole Miss now, like ahead of you. Like, you've got Georgia. You've got the SEC championship game loser that'll be ahead of you no matter what. They're kind of on the front. You've got the story of the century in Vandy. If they can win out, Alabama's the team where I think if they drop one, they're out. Like, they're out. And even at 10-2, depending how the rest of the teams finish, even at 10-2, they're still not what I would call a guarantee in. So in all that, everything that can change in 1 week is it's gone from, Bama's going to win the SEC to could they be on the verge of missing the playoff?
Yeah, Bama right now -250 to make it, +200 to miss over at BetMGM. All right, let's talk about the games that will impact what this college football playoff picture looks like here in a couple of weeks. How about the game out in Eugene in the Big Ten, Knish? USC and Oregon, we're at BetMGM. The 10 is gone. We're now down to 9.5. The Ducks favored against the Trojans, total 59.5. Should Oregon be on upset alert against Lincoln Riley, Jaden Maiava, and the Trojans?
Yeah, no, this is one I like that. And there's still, I know, not at MGM, but a couple shops out there sold the 10. I'm in on 10. 10 was my buy price. I'm in on 10. I actually took some 10.5 early in the week. I still like it at 10. To me, I can't get to a 10-point game between these teams. Amayava, and I know USC, again, the defense not overly impressive. It may not be, as physical as a team you would want to go in. I just haven't been, totally impressed with the full Oregon body of work. I know they've gone in and, they've taken care of business against Penn State. They get the gutty win versus Iowa. But neither of those performances make me want to just lay this mass, this bigger, not double-digit number. Again, same thing, for the majority of the year, this on any type of game of year, look ahead, it started 4, 4.5, 6, 6.5, 7. Now 10, to me, I think if you're buying Oregon here, you're buying the absolute peak of what this number could realistically be. I like 10. I like USC. And you know what? Oregon hasn't seen a lot of offenses this year. I would say they haven't seen any offensive this year, like with the potency of a USC to go toe to toe with them. They've been able to slog out, and they've kind of, it's funny, the maturation of Oregon turning into a Big Ten team where, they beat up on some of the lower ranked teams, but then in the games where they've had to go against some of, they slogged out versus Penn State, they slogged out versus Iowa, they slogged out versus Northwestern. Now you're going against an offense that the only offense that even comparable would be Indiana, and they lost that game at home. A USC offense that I think has an even more pop, and I'm getting 10. I think this game could be pretty interesting on Saturday. I like the plus 10. I like it a lot.
You bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, BetMGM Network, chatting with our friend, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, dancing on my Greek grave, sprinkling feta on it. Honestly, worse ways to go out. Hit the books is his show, YouTube, and in podcast form, College Football Betting with our friend, Brad Powers. Kanish, last week, you won with Oklahoma. This week, I think they might lose to Missouri. Sooners, a 7.5-point favorite. What are you hearing on Mizzou quarterback Bo Prabula? What do you like in this game? Is Oklahoma on upset alert against Mizzou?
You know what? I tell you what. We might have been head-to-head last week. But let's look at last week's game. If I'm looking objective, if I'm getting past, throwing the feta in your face and dancing around, and once I'm done with, my little shimmy shake and all that, if you look at post-game winnings, if you look at the box score, should Oklahoma have won that game? No, they should not. They should not have won that game. Extremely fortunate. It's an offense that I think is broken at a number of levels. I mean, John Mateer was not good. Even up front, where they've struggled a lot of the year, I didn't think they'd have as much struggles with Bama. It's a Mizzou defense that has no issues up front. And it's a Missouri team where, whether it's Zollers, who hasn't been great, or if you can get Prabula back, I haven't heard anything officially. I think, don't get me wrong, to me, you're Missouri, this is a season on the line type of game here for pretty much everything, where if he can go at all, you get him in that. But regardless of who's playing quarterback for Missouri, it's just not an Oklahoma offense and team that I want to let. And again, last week, when you're getting points, when you're going on the road with a good defense, when you're playing more about, a higher total game, that to me says a little bit more variance. This game, low total, Missouri knows how to slog it. Oklahoma's offense is not playing very well. Over a touchdown, I love it, and I agree with you. I would not be shocked if this is a Missouri upset. Don't get me wrong. No matter, I don't love the quarterback play, but every other facet of Missouri's team, defense, running game, has been very solid week after week in SEC play. Give me the 7.5. Give me the 8. Give me that. And you know what? A little bit of sprinkle there. I like that because I think Missouri is live in this one.
Kanish, I know you love Nikki Narrative. You want to take me for take a stroll with me down Narrative Street?
Oh, we're hand in hand around Central Park. Take me down.
We're getting in the horse carriage. Yeah, it's going to be all real romantic, until I tell you what the bet is. So you're Michigan Wolverines. Yeah, you said a couple really questionable things there. We'll gloss over it. Michigan is a 2-touchdown road favorite at Maryland this weekend. Now, sometimes on this show, we like to mock people that say things like look-ahead spot. But I'll tell you, if there were ever a look-ahead spot, Kanish, it's this one with Ohio State on deck. Tell me and the audience why We should all not be betting Maryland in this game, plus the 14, catching Michigan off guard ahead of the big game next week against Ohio State.
You know, so early in the week, I probably wouldn't have got in that carriage with you. When it was 11.5, 12.5, even a 13, I would have said, you know, go on down. I'll catch up with you later. We'll grab coffee. Now you got me in there. You know, now I'm stepping in the carriage and, you know, hey, you're riding around, joyriding. I'm with you. I think this number has gotten to the point. I didn't expect to have a play on this game. I never thought we'd see a 14. And to me, I'm with you on Maryland. It's a Michigan team that just has been flat out terrible on the road for the majority of the year here. And you know what? You want to say look ahead spot. I tend to agree with you. Where, like, this is one you just want to get. They've had some injuries. They've been pretty beat up. You just want to get through this game healthy and get to Ohio State with whatever amount to get. And I got to tell you, this offense, the way they've game planned, the way they've done things, it just hasn't been. I know Bryce Underwood had, a nice game last week, even though the final score was a little closer than that. For the most part of the season, he hasn't been great on the road, and it's not an offense that I to trust to lay two touchdowns here against a Maryland team that, yeah, I think for a lot of the year probably stinks. They're probably a little overvalued. But now getting upwards of two touchdowns, the way this is looking at the board, I think there's a couple 14.5s out there. A lot of the market-leading books are about to go 14.5. This is one, especially at that number, get 14 across there. I'm with you. Let's take a ride for an ugly game in College Park, and Michigan gets through for the game of the century next week.
My my reaction when Joey Kanish asked me to, quote, take him down in the carriage.
Oh!
Let's close with this, my friend. A minute to go. Anything for you in either Georgia Tech Pitt or BYU Cincinnati? 60 seconds.
I'm going at the BYU fraudulent here. I'm done with it. I know they've been playing well for the majority of the season. Give me Cincy. They've been down a few weeks. Come up big. Cincy outright at home. I think they get BYU here. And I'll give you a little bonus one. James Madison, lay it, the 13.5. Wazoo, season's over, traveling across the country. James Madison needs style points. They put 50 on App State last week. They're going to absolutely take Wazoo and put him in the blender this week. I laid it. I think they beat him large. James Madison for one. And, yeah, I'm with you on Cincy there. Can take it, end this BYU fraudulence.
Kanish, we have like 15 seconds left. Do you have a random bet or another college football bet that you like?
I got tonight WNCAA women's college, baby. Evansville, the lady. I don't even know where Evansville, the lady Evans. That's not that. It's something else. But the lady Evans plus 8.5 tonight. No team in Evansville. The city of Indiana messes with the purple aces, the lady aces, the lady purple aces. They're wearing purple for a reason. It's because they're winning outright tonight, but we'll take the plus 8.5.
They're wearing purple for a reason because they're winning outright. Makes absolutely no sense, and yet was absolutely awesome. At Joey Kanish 22 on Twitter, hit the books is the name of the show. My friend, good luck with the bets. We'll catch up with you next week before Thanksgiving.
Gentlemen, I'll see you in the carriage before Thanksgiving.
Joey Kanish joining us here on the show. We take you to break with this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, Bradley turns, scoops, and scores. Arizona trailed 64-62, but the Wildcats close here at Gamble to win by four.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports 1, courtesy of the call. Arizona takes down UConn last night. Listen, sometimes on the show, we win bets. Other times, we lose. And last night, I mean, could you have a night where you're more wrong than Nick Costos was last night in college basketball? Here's UConn and Illinois as favorites. Winners of the games, Arizona and Alabama. To quote Joe Girardi, former Yankees manager, and one time, this is the truth, the Odyssey MLB insider, Joe Girardi. I think Tyler will remember this. He was MLB insider for us back in like 2019, when You Better You Bet first launched, and everyone that works at Odyssey, with the exception of like a couple people, they know who they are, convinced that the show was going to fail. And we were basically doing the show, me and Ken Barkley and Joe Ostrowski, with like tin cans with string. Like to Chicago from New York and Connecticut, where the three of us were. And Joe Girardi and Tyler literally like did the show from a broom closet. He was wagertaining from a closet. And I think we asked Joe Girardi to come on the show and he didn't come on. Which is neither here nor there. I just wanted to tell that story. But Joe Girardi would say, it's not what you want. No, it was not. But we trudge on. The marathon continues. Arizona beats UConn last night 71-67. Alabama beats Illinois 90-86. So at the start of the show, I teased that there was one big winner from last night in college basketball. And I mean that. And that big winner, and I actually think, and we are very early in the season, obviously, so things like canon will change and change as soon as like this weekend. But to this point right now, there is no team that has been more impressive than the Arizona Wildcats. And I don't know, like, what world there is where someone could say that Arizona is not a legit national championship contender. And Koa Pete gets so many headlines, and I've talked about him a lot on the show. You know, Andrews' brother. That's actually true. He is Andrews Pete's brother. That is actually true. Koa Pete last night was 16-12. Creasa with 14 rebounds. The player on Arizona, he's not their best player like Pete's the best player, but the guy that's played the best this season, and I want everybody to remember this name as we move forward this college basketball season, is Jaden Bradley, who's been the closer for Arizona this season. Arizona's had three awesome wins. Beat Florida, where Koa Pete was the star of that game, but Bradley also played great. Bradley closed the win out against UCLA last Friday night and basically like helped close this game out against Connecticut. He is tremendous, and Arizona is tremendous. And I think that as the season trudges on and we collectively, individually and collectively, start to consider the teams that could win a national championship, Arizona has to be on that list because it's not just the fabulous freshmen. In Koa Pete. The diaper dandy, as some would say. I don't like that term. Diaper dandy. Like, I have to change diapers. It is not pleasant. And when I hear diaper dandy, I think a lot of parents have this experience where I'll, like, walk into a room and be convinced that my daughter has crapped herself. And I will.
Oh,
And I will. And I'll say to my wife, like, did she go? And my wife's like, no. And she didn't. Like, well, you smell, right? You take a whiff. And she didn't. I don't even remember where this was going. I completely lost my train of thought after Jake played that. So where was this going? I actually don't remember where this was going. What was I even talking about with Arizona and UConn? Anyway, the diaper dandies. Thank you very much. That, like, completely fried my brain. I short-circuited. So it's like, there are these moments where, like, you think that there's something in there because you're so, like, you're crushed, like it's mentally destroyed you over the months changing these diapers. You smell it when it's not there. So when I hear the term diaper dandy, like, I smell poop. Like, I can smell it right now. It's not here, but I can smell it. I'm like Joe Pantoliano in The Matrix. I know the steak's not real, but ignorance is bliss. I know that the poop's not here, but I can still smell it. The diaper dandies. Anyway, Koa Pete's awesome. He's great. But you also now have Jaden Bradley, and you got a legit big man down low in Creasa. 14 boards last night. Arizona, legit national championship contender. Just quickly on Connecticut, I think I, and a lot of people, right? Because a lot of people like UConn in the game yesterday, even after they ruled out a couple players, including the big man, Tarris Reed, you really saw how much they missed him last night. And he may not be one of, like, the two or three best players on the team, but with the way UConn wants to play, where they don't take a ton of threes, they kind of need him, especially in games where the opponent has a good big man. Just something to keep in mind when we're betting UConn games here down the line. Arizona 12-1 right now to win the Natty. The same odds as Gonzaga, who just won a game by 70. I think both those teams will be in contention as we move along this season. You better you bet on this Thursday. I can't believe that. Jake literally played that sound and my brain short-circuited. I was like, where the hell was I just now? Anyway, just very quickly on Bama and Illinois. Great win for Alabama. I was wrong on the Illini. I think it's all, like, really explainable for Illinois. They're integrating, like, the two Euro players in, Ivicic and Mirkovic, whatever. I could make up names here. Petrovic is another, whatever. Like, Jonas Valanciunas. I don't know. Nikola Jovic, whatever. So they're integrating these two players. They trip up against a really good Alabama team. Just, like, Alabama's awesome. And the way that Alabama got off the mat following the Purdue loss, I really feel like it's a great job by Alabama. And I'm not willing to really bang on Illinois here for this loss to Alabama. Like, Alabama's an awesome team. Illinois is tremendous. I loved Peja Stojakovic in attendance last night, watching his son play for the Illini, Andre Stojakovic, who we were betting Al in the NC in the Pac-12 tournament, or the eight, I guess it's the ACC tournament now, right? You know, I love both those teams. Credit to Nate Oates in Alabama. I think they kind of showed that, like, handle a little adversity, bounce back from it. I still think Illinois has got it going on, and I don't think Illinois has reached its final form yet. And the other note from this game, think about, like, Bama goes into Illinois. So Arizona wins at Storrs. Bama wins at the United Center against Illinois. Guess who beat Alabama last week? And I don't want to say made it look easy, but I never felt like they were going to lose. Purdue. That's right. The Purdue Boilermakers are the best team in college basketball. I have bet them to win the Natty. I have them parlayed with things from this past weekend that are alive. Oh, they're still alive. Good song, right? Even if Pearl Jam's a little overrated. Just, yeah. Illinois-UConn next Friday. That game's at Madison Square Garden. Going to be an absolute banger on Black Friday, kind of a banger sports day. Eagles, Bears, Illinois-UConn. We absolutely love it. Talk a little NBA. When I pitched this earlier, when I was on the phone with Femi and Bill, I said, does this pass the smell test? I'd like to talk about the New Orleans Pelicans for 3 minutes. And they said, it's good as long as it's 3 minutes. Well, we've got 3 minutes left in this segment. And before you click the dial here, you're not interested. I'm going to make you interested in this. You just bear with me for a few minutes here, and I promise this will be worth the time on the Pelicans. So the Pelly Pels lose last night to the Nuggets, but they covered the spread. They lose 125-118. They are now 2-13 on the season. As I told you last week, what happened? They fired head coach Willie Green over the weekend. James Borrego takes over as the interim coach. And the way they handled the situation was terrible. Like, last couple home games, Willie Green was not announced with the starting lineup. It's a really, like, Bush League job by the organization. It's a bad job. And the Pelicans, for most of, you know, since the first round of the NBA draft, have been the butt of a lot of jokes in the NBA. And in case you don't remember what I'm talking about, the Pelicans traded their unprotected 2026 first-round pick to the Atlanta Hawks for Atlanta's first-round pick, and they selected Maryland big man Derek Queen with that pick, after already selecting Jeremiah Fears earlier in the first round, their point guard of the future. And the thought was, like, wow, how could you trade an unprotected pick when you're going to be bad next year in a loaded Western Conference? Like, you only make that trade, A, if you think you're going to compete, or B, and no one ever considered this. No one ever said it. If you think Derek Queen is kind of like a transcendent star and you are like have a diamond in the rough later in the first round. So yes, they lost last night, and yes, they've been terrible. Derek Queen last night had 39-4. And some of this was on Jokic. And after the game, Jokic said about Derek Queen that he sees himself in Derek Queen. And the unorthodox way he plays as a big, and the way that he passes, and the way that he's able to get his shot off. Watch him play. He's an absolute joy to watch. They might have nailed this with Derek Queen, and fears started, and like, he's not as good as Queen as yet. It's going to take him some time. But Derek Queen is, I don't know if he's going to win Rookie of the Year, because Con Knipple's averaging like 25 points per game, and Cooper Flagg still draws air and still is alive. I think there's a chance that Derek Queen actually has the most upside this year. He's not as good as Flagg, but Flagg's on a bad team that doesn't have a point guard. I think the situation for Queen, especially with Zion Williamson back, you can't make this bet yet, because prior to the 30-point explosion last night, he's got a couple games with 9 points. But if this is what it's going to be moving forward for Derek Queen, and I think it might, and the Pelicans are invested in him being great to make that trade look good, he's 22-1 right now for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think we need to watch Derek Queen very closely moving forward. I think he is a candidate to win that award. Final Hour, Power Hour coming up next. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Rob Pozzola will join us, but Jay Croucher batting leadoff on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.